Star Trek Generations is the seventh Star Trek movie, but the first to include the cast of the syndicated series Star Trek The Next Generation. A lot of that show's episodes were directed by David Carson, who also directed the new film. Even though he's never directed a feature before, he ought to know the territory. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
You'll have to forgive me. I did some of the basic coursework in Star Trek, but I never got the degree, and I certainly never went on to try for a master's or PhD. Sure, I can discern Sulu from Scotty, but don't ask me anything about any of those Next Generation people, and don't even bring up that Babylon thing. Besides, I still have a lot of very basic questions. Like, why is it that whenever the Starship Enterprise crashes through some time-warping force field, and the control room starts to shake, like the camera work on NYPD Blue, why is it that nobody's wearing seatbelts? They all go crashing around the ship as though this sort of thing were some big surprise, as though it hadn't happened week after week since about the third millennium. Here's another question. Why is Whoopi Goldberg in the new Star Trek movie but not in any of the credits for it? Is she ashamed? She needn't be. Even if you don't know Data from Worf, this is one of the more entertaining recent Star Trek movies, not least because it's got plenty of plot. The year is, oh, who knows what the year is. In any case, the Enterprise has just rescued a mad scientist, played by Malcolm McDowell, from an observatory disaster. Naturally, it turns out that he's up to no good. What he likes doing is going around the universe imploding stars, even when that means millions of people, or whatever, will perish with them. Does he just like wrecking star systems? No. It seems there's this ribbon of energy floating through space. And every time McDowell does in a star, the path of the ribbon changes. McDowell wants the ribbon to come to him so he can jump right in. Why? No one knows. Until Captain Picard, played by Patrick Stewart, questions the Enterprise's bartender, played by Whoopi Goldberg. She's been there.
What happened to you?
It was like being inside Joy. As if Joy was something tangible and you could wrap yourself up in it like a blanket. And never in my entire life have I ever been as content.
And then you were beamed away from there.
Pulled. Ripped away. None of us wanted to go. And I would have done anything, anything to get back there.
Trekkies know that this kind of talk means there'll be lots of cosmic conceptualizing ahead. And sure enough, there is. The weighty question at hand is about whether an eternal life of pleasure is preferable to a life spent risking death to do good for people, or rather for beings. Fans who know just how deeply steeped in the American Puritan tradition this series is will already know which choice our heroes make. For the rest of you, suffice it to say there's plenty of the usual pseudoscientific jargon. There's a crash of the Enterprise that's expertly handled. There's some authentic humor when an android is given an emotion chip, although the humor turns to irritation when the joke goes on too long. And there is, as always, a lot of very bad acting. It's true, as you've heard, that this is the movie in which Picard meets William Shatner's Captain Kirk. And though I won't tell you how, I should say that the sight of Shatner navigating action scenes in his stiff wig, clambering daintily over rocks on some distant planet like a matron in heels, reminded me of no one so much as that other great science fiction performer, RuPaul. In short, I liked Star Trek Generations all right. I had a pleasant time. But I'm still not going for the diploma.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.